Why are we still working so hard? Tell me, why that? Why are so many of us still flogging ourselves day in, day out, working so damn hard? Before I was born, turn of the century, turn of the 19th to 20th century, people were saying that the new age, the new scientific revolution was going to free people up from the mundality of work. Freeing up was going to enable people to be able to live a life of leisure. A life of leisure to the extent whereby people were saying that free time was going to be a problem for people. They're going to have too much free time. By the turn of the 20th century, guess what, folks? That was 13 years ago. Why don't we have that abundance of leisure? I've been thinking about that a bit lately. It's not that we don't have the technology that they promised we have. We've got extraordinary technology. The technologies they were predicting were the freedoms that were going to be given to us through electricity, telephony. I had no idea of the internet and things like that. The all interconnected world that we now have and the digital world that's come with that. I had no idea of that. I heard somebody say that the fossil fuels that we use, coal and oil and gas, give each and every one of us the equivalent of 30 slaves in our life at our beck and call, doing all of the things that we need in our life. And, you know, when you first hear that, you sort of go, what a stupid damn statement. But stop and think about it for a moment. How many people, how many servants would you need in your life to move you around, to make your fire for you, to get the fuel for your fire, to heat your water, to cook your meals? Remember, once upon a time, cooking a meal was hard work. You know, like you had to chop the wood, you had to light the fire, you had to stoke the fire, you had to keep it going. And if you just wanted to, say, make a cup of tea, just one cup of tea, was it really worth lighting a fire for it? Now, you just flick a switch. A minute or two later, you've got your cup of boiling water. It's blindingly simple. How many people would you need to have at your beck and call to move you around, create the infrastructure to move you around, to contribute all of those little things in your life? Well, like I said, some people far smarter than me have said that it's about 30 slaves. And we have that readily at our fingertips. It's a flick of a switch for the electricity. It's the petrol we put in our cars that move us around. And just think about it. 100 years ago, when the automobile, and I learnt just the other day, Audio Boo listener, automobile is because we don't need that other thing to be mobile. We can do it autonomously. We can do it by ourselves. The other thing that I learnt about was we don't need the horse, which I thought was interesting, but that's an aside. When the automobile came about, basically we had a very slow society. Everything operated at walking pace. All the trolley buses, the trams, the wagons, the coaches, everything operated at basically walking pace. Maybe a little bit more horse walking pace. But it was very slow. And if you look at any of those very, very old movies, there's a few of them floating around about 1900 on YouTube, going through on trolley buses down through the centre of New York and San Francisco and London and places like that. Everybody's operating at walking pace. And even the few cars that are there operate at walking pace because that's the way it was. And then as time went by, the automotive industry managed to get their way and managed to get approvals to start making things go faster, started creating clear ways for the car as being the dominant entity on the roads rather than people, rather than pedestrians. And with that, we've got this ability now to move vast distances with utter ease in comfort that kings couldn't have dreamt of, you know, with music playing around us and climate controlled air and you know, we're doing 110 kilometres an hour, fanging down the highway. It's just extraordinary. All because we've got this stuff called fossil fuels, petroleum. So why don't we have massive amounts of luxury in our life? Luxury time, I mean. Why don't we? I heard a professor on a podcast the other day just saying that they've actually done a survey of free time in people's lives now compared to the 60s. And believe it or not, you might find this hard to believe, we actually have about 2 hours a week more free time than what we had back in the 60s. But that still doesn't resolve my issue. From what we were told we were going to have in the early 20th century, we should have, 40 extra hours a week. We should have almost limitless free time. We should maybe only need to work 4 or 5 hours a week for our work week. Thanks, Tim Ferriss. Yeah, didn't quite make it for most of us. Just a few hours. And we should be able to achieve everything we want because we've got all this other stuff. And I thought, you know what it could be? It could be the fact that we have ramped up our desires to match it. When I was a kid growing up in the 60s, we lived in a very humble three-bedroom house. Very humble. It had one toilet, laundry just off the laundry. Very, very humble place. Nothing special at all. And that was our life. But that was okay. And the house was, compared to the income of my father, was quite reasonable. But, you know, there was no need for any more. Nobody aspired to more. Most people now aspire to a lot more. And if they can only buy a very humble house, it's still a very expensive humble house. And I wonder if that's basically the problem. We have a lot of stuff we need to buy. We need not only to buy expensive property, and it amazes me how expensive properties, particularly here in Australia, are, but also we need all the other stuff. And if you have a decent income, you tend to spend it. That tends to be the nature of the human animal. And we buy all the stuff, and that locks us into the work, sleep, consume cycle. And as you get more and more addicted to it, that's the life that we all live. If we could unplug from that cycle and live a life similar to what our grandparents lived, but still have the luxury of the things around us that the modern age give us, the digital, the petrochemical, the very clever technologies like free telephony, if we could still have those and live in humble homes and just have one television instead of four and live that sort of lifestyle, I wonder if we would suddenly find that we either have one of two things, an excess of money or an excess of time, because we don't need to earn as much money. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm simplifying it far too much. I just can't help but wonder why we don't have more free time, when that's what everybody seems to aspire to, until the next widget comes along or the next possible luxury that they could have in their life. And everybody, including myself, just chooses to work a little bit longer for a little bit more stuff in our life, instead of the quality that we get with having the free time that was promised to us 100-something years ago.